It's time now for our weekly conversation about ways to explore the Washington region. It's called Get Out There. I'm joined by WAMU arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac and DCist arts and food editor Lori McHugh. Welcome.
Hi. Hey there.
So Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and this year's holiday will be a non-traditional one for many families because of the pandemic. Michaela, what are some ways local families can celebrate and stay safe?
Well, I would say that even if you can't be with your own family this year, you could help out other families by donating to food charities around the region. And there are a bunch that are collecting donations right now. Fresh Farm, which runs a lot of the farmers markets in the area, is collecting donations to buy food from local farmers and then donating it to emergency food assistance programs in the area. And then if you're missing the experience of cooking for lots of people, I would check out some of the organizations like Central Union Mission, where you can donate cooked food. So for Central Union Mission, you can cook mass quantities of soups and stews, so around 50 servings, and then bag them up in freezer bags and drop them off. And then your home-cooked meal will be served to people experiencing homelessness or hardship this winter.
Now, cooking a whole turkey might not make a lot of sense for people who are staying put this Thanksgiving. Lori, where can people order delicious Thanksgiving meals? I'm asking for a friend, by the way.
Well, we all know it's going to be an unusual holiday, and I think if there's a year to experiment with your traditional dinner, it's definitely this one. One of my favorite spots in the region is Lebanese Taverna. They have a few locations around the area, and from them you can order traditional Middle Eastern dishes like lamb, a few kinds of pilaf, and a pumpkin cheesecake with a baklava crust for dessert, which is particularly intriguing to me. And for those who are vegan, or if you have loved ones who are, I would definitely recommend Farewell on H Street. They're entirely plant-based, and they're offering for Thanksgiving this year a sort of a steak made with lentils and seitan, plus all of the traditional trimmings, just plant-based. Like there's a bread stuffing, Brussels sprouts, and this cranberry jalapeno relish that I'm pretty interested in. This conversation is making me really hungry.
I'm currently drooling. If the idea of a solo Thanksgiving is bringing you down, you might want to start getting in the holiday spirit early. Any ideas for holiday shows virtually to look forward to, Michaela?
I cannot imagine a better place to turn than the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington. They've turned their annual holiday concert into a video performance that you can rent and watch from the safety of your home. And like their in-person performances, it's going to feature funny costumes and sing-alongs, and this year around 150 performers. And that's going to be available to stream beginning December 5th, but you can reserve a ticket right now. And then you can also get a head start on your holiday shopping by visiting the annual Downtown DC Holiday Market, which starts tomorrow. And this year they're more spread out than usual. They're going to be on more streets, so people can hopefully have a more socially distant shopping experience.
And looking forward to the weekend. Lori, what are you up to?
Well, there's a new exhibit at Rhizome DC in Tacoma. It's called The Light at the End Was a Fire. And it's a series of audiovisual works and drawings inspired by a fire in the artist Emily Francisco's home. And the cool thing about this experience is that because of current COVID-19 restrictions that we're all really familiar with, the entire exhibit is motion activated, so you're not touching anything, and Rhizome is allowing one person or one pod in at a time. So it's kind of like getting the museum all to yourself.
Michaela, what about you?
Well, I'm hosting What's with Washington virtual trivia tonight for WAMU, so that should be fun as always.
Yay!
And then on Sunday evening, I'm going to tune in to the Go-Go Awards, which are going to include a tribute to Black women in DC history this year. So I'm really, really looking forward to tuning into that.
That sounds amazing. Michaela LaFrac is WAMU's arts and culture reporter, and Lori McHugh is the arts and food editor at DCist. You can find additional coverage of arts and culture on our website, wamu.org and dcist.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.